जय राधा माधव जय कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज विहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवर धारी जय यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज विहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे राम 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 हरे हरे Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jaya Gauranitai Jaya Gauranitai Jaya Gauranitai Jaya Gauranitai Jaya Radha Vallabha Radha Vallabha Sri Radhe Jaya Jagannatha Jaya Jagannatha Jaya Baladeva Jaya Subhadra Jaya Prahlada Narasimha Dev Prahlada Narasimha Dev Prahlada Narasimha Dev Prahlada Narasimha Dev Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Jaya Gurudev 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 Jaya Jaya Gurudev Nita Gaura Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Nita Gaura Hari Bol Sri Sri Gaurita Ki Sri Sri Radhavala Bhagwan Ki Sri Sri Jagannath Balasubhadramay Ki Srila Prabhupada Ki Nita Gaur Pramande Hare Krishna. So thank you all for assembling in the assembly of Srimad Bhagavatam discussion. So it is always auspicious to start the day or end the morning with hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. So today we are looking at chapter 18. The title of chapter 8, Diti Vows to Kill King Indra. And so this is chapter 18, part of Srimad Bhagavatam, canto 6. So the today verse given is number 35. I plan to actually stick to number 35 and 36. Two verses, they are very much related. So these two verses are primarily focused on, you know, praising of Diti by Kashyapa Muni. Yeah, you know, for praising her services and also offering benediction. When you offer a service, you also have blessings and benedictions. So those are the two aspects are discussed in verse 35 and 36. Okay, before we move on, let us invoke auspicious. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ.
So let us read just word by word, then we read the full verse. Tasmat pativrataha nariya shreya kamaha sumudayami yajante ananya bhavena ಪತಿಂ ಆತ್ಮನಂ ಈಶ್ವರಂ ತಸ್ಮಾತ್ ಪತಿವ್ರತಾ ನಾರ್ಯ ತಸ್ಮಾತ್ ಪತಿವ್ರತಾ ನಾರ್ಯ ಶ್ರೇಯಸ್ಕಾಮಃ ಸುಮಾದಮಯೇ ಶ್ರೇಯಸ್ಕಾಮಯ ಸುಮಾದಮಯೇ ಯಜಂತ ಅನನ್ಯಾಯ ಭಾವೇನ ಯಜಂತೆ ಅನನ್ಯ ಭಾವೇನ ಪತಿಂ ಆತ್ಮನಂ ಈಶ್ವರಂ ಪತಿಂ ಆತ್ಮನಂ ಈಶ್ವರಂ ತಸ್ಮಾತ್ ಪತಿವ್ರತ ನಾರ್ಯ ಶ್ರೇಯಸ್ಕಾಮಃ ಸಮಾದಮೇ ಯಜಂತೆ ಅನನ್ಯ ಭಾವೇನ ಪತಿಂ ಆತ್ಮನಂ ಈಶ್ವರಂ ತಸ್ಮಾತ್ ಪತಿವ್ರತಾ ನಾರ್ಯ ಶ್ರೇಯಸ್ಕಾಮಾ ಸುಮಾದಮೇ ಯಜಂತೆ ಅನನ್ಯ ಭಾವೇನ ಪತಿಂ ಆತ್ಮನಂ ಈಶ್ವರಂ ತಸ್ಮಾತ್ ಪತಿವ್ರತಾ ನಾರ್ಯ ಶ್ರೇಯಸ್ಕಾಮಃ ಸುಮಾದಮೇ ಯಜಂತೆ ಅನನ್ಯ ಭಾವೇನ ಪತಿಂ ಆತ್ಮನಂ ಈಶ್ವರಂ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಪತಿವ್ರತ ನಾರಾಯಣಾಯ ಶ್ರೇಯಸ್ಕಾಮಾ ಸುಮಾದಮೇ ಯಜಂತೆ ಅನನ್ಯ ಭಾವೇನ ಪತಿಂ ಆತ್ಮನಂ ಈಶ್ವರಂ ಯಜಂತೆ ಅನ್ಯೇನ ಭಾವೇನ ಪತಿಂ ಆತ್ಮನಂ ಈಶ್ವರಂ ಯಜಂತೆ ಅನ್ಯೇನ ಭಾವೇನ word to word translation tasmat therefore pativrataha devoted to the husband narya woman. Shreya Kamaha Constantius. Conscientious. Sumadame. O thin-waisted woman. Yajante. Worship. Ananya bhavena. With devotion. Patim. The husband. Atmanam. The super soul. Iswaram, representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. My dear wife, whose body is so beautiful, your waist being thin, O conscientious woman, should be chaste and should be abide by the orders of her husband. She should very devoutly worship her husband as representative of Vasudev. We'll also read the next verse translation. My dear gentle wife, because you have worshipped me with great devotion, considering me as representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, I shall reward you by fulfilling your desires, which are unobtainable for an unchaste wife. Om Ajnana Trimindasya Jnananja Salakaya Chaksur Ulmitam Ena Tasme Sri Guruve Namaha Namavo Mishnupadaya Krishnapadaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namini Namaste Surasudevi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pachata Desha Tarini Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Sivasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna. So the two verses that we are reading today, although they don't have a purport, but they are very clear enough. And when we follow instruction of Srila Prabhupada, certainly they become very, very clear. And we will take a look at those two verses almost even at each word level. So when we go deeper, so it becomes very clear to us. And of course, the context is all clear. So we all, this title of this chapter is Diti Vows to Kill Indra. So in our previous verses of this chapter, there's a description of the lineage of Kashyapa Muni, the various sons born to Diti and sons born to Aditi. So the sons born to Aditi were devoted to Lord Vishnu, so they were called demigods, and sons born to Diti were generally they became enemies of Lord Vishnu, which means they become asuras. And the various description were there. So at one point we heard about Diti taking a very strong vow that she wants to kill Indra. So why? As we know, she had twin sons. Who are the first twin sons of Diti? She had first two sons, twins. Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. They were her first two sons, and they were twins actually. Born on the same day, same time. Conceived on the same day and grown together with the same mentality. So these two sons were killed by Lord Vishnu. So why did he kill? And of course we always hear the reason. So here Lord Vishnu didn't kill just for his own satisfaction. But as you know, these two, Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, so they were troubling all three worlds, creating so much of havoc. Troubling devotees, Then of course they have driven even the devas out of their heavenly planet and then took over their control, then causing a lot of problem. Then obviously what can devatas do? They were helpless and they had to go and seek help of Brahma. Brahma also became helpless. Then he took them to Lord Vishnu. Lord Vishnu said, okay, at appropriate time I will take care of this, don't worry. So maybe not for your offense, but they will do some other offense. So I have to take action. So because of which Lord Vishnu has appeared in the form of boar to kill Hiranyaksha, then appeared in the form of Hiranyakashipu, appeared in the form of Narasimhadev to kill Hiranyakashipu. So more of this in detail, we have next canto that tells you more details. So we don't need to go there. But suffice to say that, so when Diti, as mother of the Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, when she heard this news, she became very angry. And also started lamenting. First we become angry, then at some point you start lamenting, why did this happen? Then she connected. Oh, so this Indra is the original cause of this. So he went and instigated or begged Lord Vishnu to do something about this. Therefore, Lord Vishnu has to take action. Of course, he would have attributed to other son, other one, her own grandson, Prahlad Maharaj, who is son of Hiranyakashipu. So primary reason Lord Narasimhadev appeared is to protect Prahlad Maharaj. And of course Prahlad Maharaj is her grandson, direct grandson, so I don't think she will get so much angry on Prahlad Maharaj. But she says, she traced back where the original cause. So she became very angry. Of course in anger, what happens? You also take some strong go that I want to take a revenge. Usually that everybody does. Unless they were in so pure consciousness, they were so pure bhaktas, uttama bhaktas, then they might say, oh, this is actually will of providence. In fact, Diti herself says will of providence in certain other circumstances. When she did Vishnuvrata, following Vaishnava rituals, she became so pure. At that time, even her own sons were killed in the womb. She didn't curse Indra. But before that, she, vowed to kill Indra. So that was a scene. Then, of course, now she has to devise a scheme to fulfill her vow. She herself cannot do by alone, correct? Can Diti produce her own son by herself, by own her power? She also need, another person help. And who is the best person to offer such a help is husband, especially if she wants a son. So her weapon is she wanted a son who can kill Indra. So therefore, to get a son, she has to, get it from a powerful husband. And Kashyapa Muni was a powerful Muni. So he, Kashyapa Muni, if you go through his characteristics and qualities, he was, at least he married 8 daughters of Daksha. Daksha also very powerful, Prajapati. And he was also like a Prajapati, related to Lord Brahma, very close, just few, 2-3 generations only. And he performed so much of austerity. If you usually see Kashyapa Muni is always in meditation or in bhakti, devotional service, he's conducting devotional service always. Then obviously he had astasiddhis. Eight mystic powers. And being a pure devotee of Lord, he can definitely grant a very powerful son who is capable of killing Indra. So this was the... So in order to get favor of her husband, what's he to do? So in our previous verse, we saw that she, served her husband in very pleasing way. So, for example, verse 27 and 26 of this chapter, they talked about with this desire to kill. So, she started satisfying Kashyapa Muni with her pleasing behavior. Usually you want certain benediction or a blessing, you want something from others. Definitely if you are, exhibiting very good quality and character, with pleasing behavior, speaking very nicely, maybe doing some small services or big services, doesn't matter, some services with love and affection. And obviously, then also when you speak to them in sweet voice. Sweet voice means speak just nicely, don't be too harsh word. So this has definitely pleased, Kashyapa Muni. Not only speaking with sweet voice, but she also has smiling and nice glances at her husband. So because of this, she was able to attract the mind of Kashyapa Muni. When you attract mind of Kashyapa Muni, what happens? Certainly he will come under control of Diti. Correct? So mind is the one which is controlling all our senses. Center of our senses, in all the senses. If the mind is not there, senses may be touching water. You don't really feel the taste of water, or you don't feel hot, or you don't feel cold. Correct? Mind is the center which is processing. Senses are simply, input. They are taking input. So our eyes are taking input. Our ears are taking input. Correct? Our tongue is taking input. Our nose is taking input. But these are being processed in mind. So with her nice behavior and services she started offering in order to get her desire fulfilled. So because of that, of her services, so she attracted mind of her husband, Kashyapa Muni. Then as a result, so Kashyapa Muni came under her control, indirectly. Control means, he is ready to fulfill her desires. That's what it means. So meanwhile, so before he, grant her wishes, she didn't actually tell her wishes first. So I am looking for a son who will kill Indra, so therefore I am doing the service. No, she didn't say that. She started offering services. First service, then reward. Correct? We know that. Even if you go for a job in material world, first do the job, then they will give you payment. Correct? Sometimes they might say, if you are a really good person, well known, they might say, first half salary is given before you start the work, half will be given after you complete. But usually after you complete, you will get a reward. In Kali Yuga, even after completing also, getting reward is also difficult. Correct. Sometimes people ask you to do certain service, and then when it comes to payment, so they will delay it, or they will refuse it, or they might say your quality of work is not good. They will find all kind of problem. So that's what happens. But here in this case, so anyway, contract was not there. There is no predefined contract. Contract is only in Diti's mind. So she was exhibiting outwardly nice qualities. So here in today's verse 35 is because of her nice services she offered, so clearly Kashyapa Muni was very pleased. So that is clear from today's verse. So he says, my dear wife. He's just saying, not just my wife. He says, my dear wife. Correct? So you say dear wife, dear husband. When you add this prefix dear, so you have to think very carefully. So he's putting my dear wife. So that only so that he's already pleased. And then he says, not only pleased, but he started appreciating her outside beauty. So here you can see, next is, your body is so beautiful. If someone is not pleased to you, even if they be outwardly very beautiful, but they will be very, for you, repulse you. Isn't it? But they were very service attitude, they become very loving to you. So he started appreciating, you are beautiful. Then not only saying beautiful, but he's also saying that your waist is being thin. So now he's going a bit more internal. So that appreciation starting. Then he says, conscientious wife. So what is this conscientious wife? Conscientious means one who performs duty very well and thoughtfully. So now he's thinking, my wife is not only performing my seva so nicely, but very thoughtfully. So much of appropriate precision. So you can see when you offer services with love and devotion.
Then of course he says, such a wife should be chaste.
Who can offer such a wife service to husband? Only chaste wife can offer.
Then he says, should abide by the orders of her husband. And she should abide by the orders of her husband.
In one sense, he is giving instruction. He is trying to say, first he is giving instruction, then he is going to grant a wish. The first is, appreciating, then talking about shastric injunctions. So a wife should be chaste wife. And then, of course, he should abide by the order of her husband. So order doesn't mean that, you only do whatever is requested. Correct? Somebody says, please give me water. I am thirsty, I want to drink. Okay, so there is order. But you can also get without order. Someone sees, so this person needs a water. Without asking, person goes and brings the water. So that is how we actually got this water. Did I ask for this glass of water? No. So some devotee, great devotee, the first class devotee, they pursue that, when such an activity is happening, so they definitely need a glass of water. So they pursue it and bring. So this is in Shastra, of course. So he is giving a Shastric instruction first. So should abide by the, a chaste wife should abide by the order of her husband. Furthermore, he says, she should very devoutly worship her husband as dependent of Vasudev. Worship is of course a loaded term too. What is worship? One can discuss more in depth. But so now in this case, worship her husband. Worship can be, devotion or service. When Prabhupada says bhakti, Prabhupada translates as a devotional service. Basically, service in devotion. Everybody is doing service, correct? We can't live in this world without service even for a second, correct? Sometimes we are serving our body, something irritation, then we scratch our body. So that is a service. We are doing service to the body, correct? So when feeling hungry and become very weak, that time hand is doing service by taking food and putting it to mouth. Then tongue is deciding whether it is worth taking inside or throwing away. Correct? Tongue is also doing service. Then of course once it goes inside the stomach is doing a lot of hard work trying to take that items, then convert them into energy. So every organ is under service. So he's serving its master. So that is the soul inside, it is serving. So here similarly, Kashyapa Muni, indicating this instruction of Shastra, that wife should serve her husband with devotion similar to one serves Lord Vishnu, says Lord Vasudeva. So, and as Ripajula Vasudeva, even you may not consider husband as Vasudeva himself, you can consider husband as a representative of, Vasudeva. So these are actually, very powerful, points, so he is making. So let us take a look at each of these little bit more in depth. So now first, appreciation. So people say, beauty lies in eyes of beholder. In this case, so Diti looks very beautiful to Kashyapa Muni, especially in this particular instance of her pleasing services. Correct? So we say beauty lies in eyes of beholder. Sometime a person become mad after somebody. For you, they may not look beautiful, but for this person, they are very, very beautiful. Correct? So there are a lot of instances where such situations are there. Now coming to next point, a chaste wife
should abide by the orders of husband. Now, so who is chaste wife?
So this is the English word, chaste wife. But in Sanskrit, we say dharma patni. Dharma patni.
So now, who is dharma patni?
So according to scriptures, again, when you accept a woman in marriage, correct? You accept a woman in marriage. So when you accept a woman in marriage, so how do you accept? So often ritualistic ceremonies, you know, so which means you are accepting as per the terms of religious principles. And we see here often performing marriage. When they are performing marriage in a Hare Krishna temple, how do? First they set up altar nicely for that also, correct? Performing marriage, we say this marriage is a representation of marriage of Lakshmi Narayana. So therefore, just like on various festival days, we decorate altars, we also decorate altars, isn't it? When it comes a marriage day, you come here, the new altar will be set up. Just like on festival day, they put those square box to decorate Prabhupada's asana area. Similarly, exactly like that. So we also do here. And this is common everywhere. Even if you go to a big city like New York, to a small, tiny village like Kauta, where I was born, everywhere. Correct? Tiny village to the big city. New York to tiny city, or tiny village to big city. There also they perform this organizing altar. So in different way, they also put various leaves, bananas, banana trunks, and nice arrangement is made. Then asana is there. Then perform marriage with great way, following Vedic ritualic ceremony. So often yagna is conducted first. So yagna to satisfy Lord Vishnu. Correct? You have to invoke auspiciousness in that place. So you perform, you get married to a woman, or a woman get married to a husband, or vice versa. These days, this marriage definition also keeps changing, you know that. Correct? So in Australia now, few years ago, the definition was marriage is equal to union of man and woman. That was the definition of marriage. Now in the name of modernity, equality, everybody has self-will. So constitution cannot dictate what is marriage. I want to decide what is marriage. So under that term, now they changed. So a marriage of two parties. And parties can be anybody, man, woman, or whatever. Okay, so the definition has completely changed. So these definitions are actually loosened. And that is called modern advancement. Correct? Advancement of modernity is, my way. Correct? Each person has their own will. No one can dictate, neither parents, neither mother, neither husband, nor spiritual master. I will decide what is good for me. So this is how people are carrying out. To an extent, now people talk about marrying to oneself. No need of even other person. They call that kind of sologamy. People are now big so-called medias like BBC. British Broadcasting Corporation, BBC London, BBC. Even they also, put one big nice video on sologamy, advantages of sologamy marriage, how good it is, you don't have to worry about other person, you can be self-happy, self-take care, self-marriage. Not just in Western countries, but also in India. Few months ago, one Gujarati girl, she also did self-marriage. Self-marriage, how she also performed Ignya, called pujaris, brahmanas, perform Ignya, invited friends, hosted party. So, just self-marriage only. So this is now, I think, changing. The marriage is changing. So whereas here, chaste wife, what Kashyapa Muni is talking about, this he was talking in Satya Yuga. Correct? So this incident of Hiranyakashipu Vadana, Vadana means killing. So that happened in Satya Yuga. So the Satya Yuga story. So during Satya Yuga, so marriage was a union of man and woman. That was. But now it's completely changed from any two parties to oneself. So this is a new trend, sologamy marriage. And getting popular, by the way. getting popular. So people think, oh, first finding a right partner is difficult. Even if you find one, also difficult to get along. Correct? Everybody wants their own way. There is no... See, when you have two parties together, there is always a compromise. Anywhere. So, not all the time the party, everything will go according to your wishes. Nothing goes according to your wishes, actually, in this world. Forget about husband being exactly in tune with you or wife being in tune with you, but you are nothing in this in tune with you in this world. Correct? Whether you take a public transport or any transport system, you want to go from one place to another place, you're not under control. Correct? You want to go from temple to home or come from home to temple, how much time it takes? Depends. So many factors. One is you. But there are other factors. Things around, the traffic, your vehicle, there are so many situations decide. So therefore, nothing in our control. So coming back, this chaste wife. So chaste wife is one that you accept, you know, in marriage according to terms of religious principles. So that is what actually chaste wife is. So when you accept like this, she becomes your dharma patni. Dharma, you know, patni. Patni is wife. Dharma, according to dharma. Dharma patni. And of course, what is this dharma patni? Again, Shastra will go a little more details. How was she before marriage? That is also important. Correct? Not everyone will become a dharma patni. So dharma patni is the one, so according to Prabhupada actually. Okay? So one who never had any mingling with other men during her youth. Correct? So she is pure. And of course, here, Prabhupada talk about, if you just let them just mingle with boys, girls, all the time, you know, this can lead to troubles. Even Prabhupada says, you know, so here, you know, woman is like a fire, and men is like a butter. This doesn't mean that no, men is soft. What see, Prabhupada says, analogy, when you bring fire and woman, fire and butter together, what happens? It melts. Correct? If you're not familiar with this, just go to the kitchen. You can observe right yourself. The, you know, when they're cooking, they take 2 kilo of butter, ghee, and put into hot vessel. What happens? Then suddenly it becomes liquid. So there is going to be some reaction. When you bring fire and butter together, the reaction is become liquid. So therefore, if this in modern mingality, so if just mingling, you know, before marriage, excessively mingling, you know, just wasting time, mingling, all sorts of things happening, so this is going to be a problem. So such persons are not going to be pure, whether men or women, both. This is not just refers to you know, woman, this is a first wife of dharma patni. Dharma pati also. So not dharma patni. So this is in the context of Kashyapa Muni's instruction, that is why we are saying dharma patni. But dharma pati also. So dharma patni is one who is like a Sri Rama. Lord Sri Rama. Correct? Eka pativrata. So Lord Sita Mata, she is also eka pativrata. Correct? So that is real dharma pati or dharma patni. So this is so very, very, you know, important. When you have such a ritual, I mean, a marriage truly you know, according to the principles of shastra, dharma shastra, then what happens? You can actually easily deal with dangerous situation of this world. You know, the world is very dangerous actually. In fact, Srimad Bhagavatam says, every steps, pade pada, danger. So you can see, padam padam yad, vipadam na tesham. Every step there is a danger. Imagine a person is a very powerful personality, but he doesn't have a wife. So wife is compared to fort. You have a very prosperous kingdom. King palace, big palace, but there is no fort around it. What is the fort? You know, whenever we say a palace and a city, usually a palace in a city
you know, big area, say 5-10 kilometer diameter. So they will have a fort. What is this fort? It's like a border. So when other enemies are coming to attack, so this big fort is the first protection. Even before your army goes there. Night time, you know, army is also sleeping. Even if they are awake, these guards, jawans, only few of them are awake. Some of them are just sitting there on chair, and then these Gurkhas and guards are sleeping also. Right? Sometimes people, if you have a house in Vrindavan, oh, they say you should appoint one guard. So you have a guard outside. So guard, what guard is doing? So he is just sitting in chair and with heater to the next room in winter, and he is sometimes sleeping, or often sleeping only. So here, because of that, they have a big fort. So wife is compared to a fort, one who protect husband from many dangers. So there are many dangers actually. So if when there is a fort, so this husband can satisfy desire in a controlled manner according to Shastra. Otherwise what happens? So person desire may be, you know, fulfilled wrongly, then that will become cause of his fall down. And you hear all the time, even in material world, you become a president of a country, correct? You go out of fort of that wife, fall down. Your position will come down. So the person is considered the president, and suddenly he will fall down and, you know, degraded. So he will lose that position also. The position is lost, material power, presidency is lost. So it happens. So therefore it's very important to have a dharmapatni or dharmapati. It's why applied to wife also. Correct? So they can have a very good family. So this way they can overcome danger. There are many dangers you can actually have in life. Not only this danger, but also many other dangers. Now you go to a work, every day people are not welcoming with the red carpet, or talking to Nazli, and you are very, very happy, and come home, you are also happy. No, that is not the case. You go to happy, work very hard, okay, so maybe somebody has spoke harsh word on you, maybe you didn't do proper job, or job you did for some reason, it is not with satisfaction, so there will be harsh words too. So you come after hard work and come to home. So here at home, so obviously, let's say you got a wife, so wife is the one, you know, so she helps you to come out of that emotion, to come to be more cool or make you happy. Correct? Or vice versa. So we have companion or friendship. So this way each other, you know, coming out of either mental tensions, physical tensions. So you come out and be happy. So dangers are sort. And of course, if you have such a good wife, what happens? So and what do? In family life, they engage in devotional service. So when you come home, so Dharma Padni, so might offer you a glass of water, drink, then of course both of you perhaps help him to perform a puja, worship. So here, husband can do worship or wife can do worship. Usually when husband comes, he worship, wife prepare the, you know, necessary items for that worship. So husband is worshipping whom? Worshipping in this case Lord Vasudev. So therefore he becomes representative of Vasudev, representative of Lord Sri Krishna. And of course here actually in Srimad Bhagavatam you see wife, good wife is also compared to good intelligence. In fact Prabhupada says that there is no difference between good intelligence and good wife. If you get a good wife, automatically you assume that you got a good intelligence. And these are, you know, exchangeable. A person may be not intelligent, but wife is intelligent, everything will go smoothly. You can see in some of the houses, you know, husband is not that intelligent in managing affairs, business, or spirituality sometime. So in that case, wife is intelligent, everything will go smoothly. The kids will be raised very nicely, and they will also become devoted or materially successful. Both success only simply success. So therefore, they can help you come out of danger from, every step. And also, intelligent wife will also, you know, encourage you to perform devotional service. You know, service or work, everyone is doing, but work in devotion. So if you are, you know, going in a wrong way,
intelligent wife will suggest you, please do not do that. Correct? So if you are earning money, earn, you know, rightfully, lawfully. Correct? So if you earn lawfully and bring that money to the house, she is very pleased. But if you rob some bank, or rob a house, or rob a person, and bring money to the house, wife is not pleased. She will kick that fellow out. Correct? A good wife will kick that person, okay, go get out, and then return this back and come to home. No problem. We are happy with whatever little we got. Even if you go hungry today, no problem. But don't bring such tainted money. Correct? So it will save you from a lot of troubles. It will save you from police. Correct? It will save you from difficulty when save you from possibility of putting into jail. So she is helping, good wife. So this is very, very important, getting a chaste wife. And dharmapati, adharmapati, either way. Okay? If you are looking for a pati, then make sure that pati is actually dharmapati, or patni dharmapatni, and she has that intelligence, and her quality is mostly divine. So their activities are divine, their work is divine, their thoughts are divine. And when they perform, they work sincerely. And any work, whether you are performing their work sincerely, even at offices, workplaces, you are appreciated, definitely. And not only appreciated, they will also promote you. Correct? So you may be a cleaner at the place in the beginning, but one day you become a CEO of that company or CEO of that place. Correct? Not only CEO, you become a owner of that place. For example, you heard about Oberoi? Oberoi is a very richest person in India, you know, so he owns so many hundreds of hotels, five-star hotels in India and also across the world. So this fellow was just a waiter in Oberoi Hotel. But he did work so sincerely. So one day this owner was thinking, I am going to retire. He doesn't have a son or daughter. What do you do? Oh, here is one sincere worker in my hotel. Let me hand it over to him. He said, Oh, Oberoi, why don't I want to sell this hotel to you? He says, my master, you know, my salary is very little. How can I buy this hotel? I am just a servant here, you know, doing cooking or serving the guests that are coming here. But he says, no problem. You give whatever, I will accept it. That is the payment. So what did Oberoi do? He went and asked wife as usual. Wife said, here is my little saved money that I got, take it. So he gives sign, this fellow accept, and then the hotel became his. He transferred that owner, okay, now no problem, all he was, he left the place. So it is, you know, sincerity pleases. Now that is in the material situation. Now think in terms of a spiritual situation. When you perform your seva sincerely to Lord Krishna, he says, this Vaikuntha Loka is yours. Correct? So service in devotion. And then he is not expecting much. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord says, patram puspam phalam toyam. Patram, just leaf. Just go out and pick up one leaf from the garden. Correct? Puspam, same thing. So you don't have to break your head also. Sometimes you go to Mariko and pick up one fruit flower from there, and there will be complaint from neighbors. But you don't have to do that. So our temple has made job easy. Now they planted a lot of flowers. Pick up one flower and offer it to Lord Krishna. Of course, if everybody does that, then flowers will be lost. Don't worry. So patram puspam. Phalam. You can bring one banana or one apple or one orange or one grape. Small one grape, correct? So we can offer patram puspam phalam toyam. If you can't do that anything, we can bring one glass of water, give it to a person who is giving Srimad Bhagavatam clubs, he drinks on behalf of Srila Prabhupada. Correct? Actually, this Vyasasana is an asana representing our Param Guru. So whatever we speak, we are speaking on behalf of Srila Prabhupada. And you see here, Prabhupada also holding the same book, I am also holding the same book. Isn't it? So Prabhupada is not holding a different book. He is also holding the same Srimad Bhagavatam, same chapter, same verse, and I am also doing the same thing. So we become representative of Prabhupada. So therefore, so when you serve anyone who is pravachana, giving pravachana, you know, so you are actually serving Srila Prabhupada. And when you are serving Srila Prabhupada, automatically you are serving Guru Parampara. All the way it will reach Lord Sri Krishna. So toyam. So in the beginning, maybe we are not, considered as a Brahman. We went through this purification process or official approval as a, what is that? Brahmana, second initiated. Correct? Don't worry. So you don't have to feel that you must be a Brahmana to connect with the Supreme Lord. No. So you can be anyone, whether you are a first initiated, a second initiated, a new initiated, just coming here and offer service, little. So patram, puspam, phulam, toyam. And how is that you offer this? With love and devotion. See, Supreme Lord is not a hungry man. Correct. Is Lord Krishna a hungry man? Correct. Is a Radharani a hungry woman? No. So they are self-satisfied. Not only self-satisfied, Sarva Loka Maheswar. Correct? So he is Sarva Loka Maheswar. He sells Atmaram. He is self-satisfied. He doesn't need a little glass of water, a little glass of flour, little flour. So not our fruit. He doesn't need it. So he is self-satisfied. But we do this just for our own satisfaction. Our own progress. Correct? So when we offer this worship to Lord. So next talk about worship. So this she should devoutly worship her husband as representative of Vasudeva. With devotion. Offer with devotion. Devotion means with love, sincerity, pleasing, mild, not without pride, correct, humble, so that pleases. So here, worship, of course, worship can be looked at many ways. Usually we think worship means someone who is performing, puja to Lord, taking agarbatti, then offering lamp, then offering water, then offering cloth, then offering flower, then offering chamara. We think that person is doing worship. Actually, yes, that is worship. But worship is actually seva. Any seva that you perform is a worship. If you are making a garland, that is a worship. If you are performing a decoration, that is worship. You are preparing a bed for Lord, night time sleeping, that is worship. I see sometimes Mataji performs there in the altar, in the paraphernalia room. Or you are performing some small garland, also worship. Or you are going and cooking is worship. Cleaning the temple is worship. Correct? It's worship. Hearing Srimad Bhagavatam is also worship. Sravanam is worship. Correct? So any engagement of your, whatever you got, what is that you got? This body. What does this body has? Senses. Correct? We have senses. We have mind. And we have little intelligence also. These are things that we got physically in this body. Correct? So you can engage these senses in service. So what can we do with eyes? We can go around, or at least you can see the Lord. So that way you are engaging in worship. Seeing a Lord is a worship. Correct? Then, of course, hearing Lord glory is a worship. Tasting, prasada is a worship. Because when we take prasada, we say honor the prasada. Honoring is a worship. Correct? So sometime you go to some place, you offer it to them. If they take it, you feel very, very pleased. Correct? The person may not accept from everyone. But if you offer them very nicely, they accept it. So that's worship. Then of course when we offer the when pujari offers a flower to Lord, what do? They don't keep in their pocket. They just keep it to everybody, devotees. What devotees do? They take it to each and every person and we smell. So we are engaging this nose in worship. Correct? We are engaging all our activities in worship of Lord. So this is how the worship can be defined. It is not only puja. That's what we generally, general populace may think, that one who performing arati at a defined time, that the pujari is performing puja, this is our see. But every activity that you perform in connection with Lord Vasudeva is a worship. And if you do that to a person who is connected to Vasudeva, is also worship. So that is why here, according to Shastra, he says, you know, wife worships her husband as repository of Supreme Lord. In previous verses, one purport, Prabhupada said, Pati Guru, so wife consider husband as a spiritual master. So that is what is said. Then of course, when you become engaged in such activity, in Krishna consciousness, then obviously you are called as an intelligent person. Correct? So by engaging our senses in service, in worship, in activities, in seva, in service to the Lord, so what is happening? Our intelligence is becoming spiritual. You know, we have senses, mind and intelligence. These gross senses, this mind is not so visible to us physically, but mind is the center of all the senses. Correct? If there is a disconnection from senses to mind, what happens? It doesn't work. Correct? So even if I pinch you, you don't feel any pain because there is a disconnection. So you know, when you have undergoing some very strong operation, what do? They give an injection, correct? So that induces you in, like, senses are now dull. So as a result, what happens? So they can cut you. You don't feel any pain. Correct? Do you feel pain? Any experience? No? At least I had experience. Okay? So if you have accident, you break some bone in hand, then, you know, they can't really cut like this, and that time you will be screaming, then we won't allow them to assist because they want complete still. Very carefully you have to cut. While cutting, if you just cut a nerve, finish, the signal from mind to mind won't come, hand won't work. Sometimes, you know, people, hand is there, perfect, strong hand, but they can't lift or they can't do anything because the signaling system is disconnected. Same thing will happen to our life. If you are not connected to the original source of power, we will be like the disconnected hand. Physically their hand is there, but useless. Our life will become useless if we are not connected to the Supreme Lord. We might be surviving, okay. We might be enjoying some sensually, but so what? Ultimate failure. So it is very important to make ultimate success, not ultimate failure. Correct? So having this devotee connection, engaging these senses and then mind also in service. We have to engage mind also in service actually. Lord Krishna says, not only engage senses, mind, man mana mad bhakta. My bhaktas are engaging their mind on me. Because mind has to always think something. So why don't we engage our mind in Lord Krishna? Messages, instruction, his appearance, his nama, his rupa, engage your mind in rupa of Lord. And you don't have to engage his mind in Lord's, remembering. You don't have to have eyes which will see. There were many, many bhaktas who were blind. They were blind, even though they were blind, this person could describe the beauty and the dresses of that day. And who is that person? The blind one, famous devotee? Yeah. Yes. So, you know, this person, you know, sitting and then he would sing, oh, today is how nicely Radhavala is wearing and white is dress and then this flower describing. Then people for this Surdas, that place, there was Surdas. Sur is the blind, Das, Surdas. So this Surdas was able to describe Lord's beauty every day. He just sits in a temple, then he describes, sings glory, the singer, what is his job? He will every day sings glory of Lord. Today you have some singer, he will glorify to the today's dress, today's appearance. Tomorrow, change the dress, he will glorify that way. Then people thought, this person is blind, how can he see? One day they didn't dress at all, they kept,
no dress. Correct? So Lord was dressed. So that day he's singing that way. Surdasa.
See, that's what? So that means you don't need a mind to see. I mean, this eyes, you can see through your divine vision.
Divine vision.
Say, for example, who is the guru of Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj? Prabhupada's guru is Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj. Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj's guru is?
Gaurav Krishna Das Goswami Maharaj.
Gaurav Krishna Maharaj has such a divine vision. You know, he was in Mayapur. Right in Vrindavan at Radha Damodar temple. There is a Tulsi tree. So who will go and eat these trees? Usually goat. You know, goat? The goat went around and trying to eat the Tulsi tree. Correct? So at that time, Srila Gaurav Krishna Das Goswami Maharaj, he is the divine man. He saw, he says, hut. In India we say hut, go away. Correct? So he said that hut, because his divine vision, he saw this goat came and eating the Tulsi tree leaves. Then he says, get lost, hut. So with divine vision, you don't have to be physically. You see, these all are just right in this room only. Correct? So Gaurav Krishna Das Maharaj is here in his picture form and he could see from Mayapur to Vrindavan. Correct? So that is through his mind, divine vision. So therefore, engaging that mind. So engaging our senses, engaging mind in worship. And that is what he is instructing. Then, in, of course, in next verse he is saying, 36, now this is the reward. He says, my dear wife, because you worship me with great devotion, so you consider me as representative of Supreme Personality of Godhead, therefore I will reward you and fulfill all your desires. Of course, he didn't know what rewards he is asking, but anyway, so he is saying that I will reward you because you are such a nice wife. Actually, this is not only Kardamuni saying, even other munis also said the same thing. You know, Devahuti and Kardamuni. So in our previous verses, you know, this Devahuti was a princess, daughter of a great king. See, the king had many daughters, but one of them was Devahuti. She was married to the king decided to perform marriage of her daughter to Kardamumuni, who was just a, you know, forest dweller. How did he decide it? This was on instruction from Narada Muni. Narada Muni said, your daughter Devahuti, the best husband for her is this Kardamumuni. Now, Devahuti accepted. You know, princess means he want to marry some other prince. So that way she can live in another palace, usually. But Devahuti was devoted, so because this is the wish of Narada Muni, she accepted. So there she performed. And then this Kardamuni, he living in a forest, performing tapas, performing devotional service. No, there was no any big house, just a simple hut, living. He is always engaged in service. So she served him, bringing water from river, you know, organizing other places for worship. Served so nicely. From princess, young princess, she served so much that one day, this Kardamuni decided to see his wife. That by that time, she already became old. The Kardamuni felt, oh, my wife, you know, she served me so much, she was a princess, so much devoted. She says, whatever austerity I performed so far in service of Lord, I will share all up with you. Correct? Whatever pious credit, virtue that you earned, whatever siddhi achieved, everything he bestowed to her. So that is bestowing. So the grace of Lord came. Correct? And of course, you know, grace of Lord means permanent. Suppose I somehow earned $1 million. I am always anxious. If I lose it, I will be lamenting. There is always anxiety, correct, of losing. But with whatever you gain, this grace of Lord is eternal. So there is no anxiety. You become fearless. So there is no need to worry about. So, and then this grace of Lord is actually puts you in a transcendental position beyond this material world, material accumulation. You become in a transcendental position. This is very, very, you know, and then of course as a result, you don't have to hanker, you don't have to feel distress or lamentation. You know, lamentation will come. So that is, the Kardamuni blessing. And if you go back to even more recent, so for example, you know, we come under Brahma, Madhva, Gaudiya, Vaishnava, you know, succession. Brahma, Madhva, we say Madhva, correct? Madhvacharya was a famous prominent acharya under this succession, Brahma, Lord, Brahma's, you know, disciplinary succession. So, Madhvacharya. We come under Madhva Gaudiya Acharya. Okay, Madhvacharya to then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so it's called Gaudiya Acharya. Okay, so under that there were many great devotees, and they were, of course, usually said Dasas. Now we also say we have Vrijara Das, Ram Das, Krishna Das, Radharani Dasi, like that we have Dasar Dasi. So there were many great Dasas, Haridas, Bhakti movement. So there is one very nice song. So this I want to share. This is actually in a language spoken in South India, Karnataka, Kannada. Here it says, Ganda Madida Punya Hendadige Samapalu. Ganda Madida Punya Hendadige Samapalu. Ganda means husband. Whatever virtuous things or virtuous credit husband has earned, equal share belong to wife. Whether husband is bestowing or not bestowing doesn't matter. If you have a husband who is performing very virtuous activities, virtuous credits, punya, half of it comes to you, husband, wife. Then, Hendati Madida Punya Gandanigilla. The pious or a punya performed by wife, that is not for husband, only for wife. You got it? Whatever husband has earned, half of it goes to wife. Whatever wife has earned, it is hers. Nothing for husband. The next, Ganda Madida Papa Hendati Adalla. Whatever impious or papas the husband has done, that nothing to do with wife. It is only 100% to the husband. Correct? And next, Hendati Madida Papa Bari Gandanige. Whatever impious activities that wife has done, 100% goes to husband. This is the situation of a pati, husband. You can see how precarious condition is. So therefore, he is saying that Tonda Rakshaka Achalananda Vittala Ni Ganda Nanu Hendati. He is saying that, O protector Bhaktavatsala, O protector of devotees, O Lord Vittala, O Lord Vallabha, you are my husband, I am your wife. So therefore, you accept Achyuta, Lord Radha Vallabha, Lord Vittala. Vittala is Sri Krishna. Okay, Vittala in Maharashtra, they call Vittala, Panduranga Vittala. He is saying that Tonda Rakshaka, Rakshaka means one who protect, Bhakta Vassala, who is protecting Bhakta, right? Bhakta Vassala. We say Lord Arsimha is Bhakta Vassala because he protected Prahlad. Like that he protect everyone, all the devotees. So he is saying that Achalananda is actually his name, Achalananda Vittala. Oh Vittala, you are husband, I am your wife. So this is the situation. This is very, very important. So therefore, if a wife has a husband who is devoted, she should be very happy. Just help. So there, she gets half of the husband credit, plus her own credit, double. Then whatever impious thing she does, nothing belongs to her, it all goes to husband. And husband, the impious thing, husband only. So actually this husband, prani, this person called husband, is very difficult position. That is why in Shastra we say there is only one husband, there is only one Purusha. Everybody is Prakriti. We may be having outwardly a male body, outwardly female body. Actually everybody is female. There is only one male. That is called Purushottama. There is only one female. Everybody is servant only. So therefore that male is the one who protects us. And then, so in fact sannyasis, Usually we say brahmacharya, grahastha, vanaprastha, then sannyasa. So from brahmacharya straight to sannyasi. In between no grahastha life. In grahastha means we generally think, oh, we married to a wife, or wife married to a husband. That marriage is there. But this brahmacharya, so these sannyasi, they skip those ashramas and directly go to sannyasa. And what are they doing? Actually, they are getting married to Lord Sri Krishna. Correct? So they are skipping this in the middle, and their marriage means what? They are fully engaging in service with devotion. So by doing that, they are fully in line with the will of Lord, and of course they are maintained, they are very happy, they are having great time, they also have a great respect, correct? So we think after marriage and we earn a lot of money, we gain a respect by our own effort, but there they don't have to do. Simply by marrying Lord Krishna, means engaging in service of Lord Krishna, and they can overcome all the difficulties of life. Okay? So with this, let me stop here. And I hope this is very clear to all of you, you know, by taking instruction from Supreme Lord or his representative, who can be in the form of husband or who can be in the form of spiritual master. So you take the instruction and follow them, you make your life successful. So this way, by having grace of spiritual master or by having grace of husband, you get two things simultaneously. One, whatever reward you get from your spiritual master, but you also get it from Lord Sri Krishna. Both simultaneous. Correct? Just like when you eat food, you feel satisfied, you know, enjoy it, plus also nourished. Simultaneously is happening. So simultaneously, by following instruction of spiritual master or representative, you achieve success and success only. There is no loss at all. Okay? So with that, let me stop here. So thank you all for... hearing. So any quick question? You may be having a question. You have written one? Yeah, if you have written, give it to me. Then you can ask. Let me see. So you can ask a question. Please give her a mic so that the devotees in the virtual world can hear her.
Thank you, Prabhuji, for the nice class. So you said how Diti was using sweet words, but her inner feeling was not good. She wanted a son who could kill Indra. But then in our daily life, we also see some people, they are good from outside. And even devotees, sometimes they show humility from outside, but their inner feelings are not good. So how can we make sure that we're not caught with these people, like the devotees?
Thank you. Thank you. So your question is like, Parikshit Maharaj question, very glorious. Yeah, and knowing answer to such a question can be, very helpful to live life in this material world peacefully. So as you said, so in the moment we are in material world means people generally full of some kind of envy. The reason we have come from spiritual world to here is because of enviousness of Lord. We thought, why Lord Krishna should be enjoying? I can also be, want to enjoy. I also want to be center of this universe. So with this mentality, we have come here. Some of them may be very strong mentality of being center of the universe, or center of the center of this temple, or center of house, center of the city, or center of this country. Everybody has that. So as a result, the moment you are in such world, so it is not surprising. It is very, you can say it by default, there will be such people who may be envious or who may criticize you. So therefore, what is our position? What should we do? Should we react? Or should we just become thoughtful and move on? Correct? So if we also have a similar mentality, we are going to react harshly. So if we react, and they will also react back. And this will go on, action, reaction, forever. So that is choice number one. Second choice can be, you can just move on. So you can be more thoughtful. So then you just move on, engage in your own activity. Do not worry about criticism. If you worry about criticism, you can't achieve your goal. Simple. When you are coming from home to here, You pass through Dank Street, correct? Even though you have been passing through this road for last 10 years, what is your age? 10? Okay, 10, let us say 10. So 10, 12. So last 12 years you have been walking, still the dog at the corner will bark you. Bow, 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 bow. Correct? Do you have experience that? Yeah. So, you know, I have that experience. Every day I'm coming, you will bark. Then what do you do? You can also bark back, bow, bow. You will say, bow, bow. Correct? You will go on. How long you want to do? If you do that, you will miss Darshan Arati, you will miss Mangal Arati, you will miss Srimad Bhagavatam class. So what do? Move on. Let them bark. Prabhupada used to say, dog will bark, karma will pass on. Correct? So similarly, so let it bark, you just come. And here take Darshan of Lord, here Srimad Bhagavatam class, and if you have any doubt, you can ask, and that is what you are doing. So therefore, simply a mature person doesn't waste time in reacting to such criticism or feelings of ill feelings or ill harsh word of others. Even in fact, mature person will not be become elated if somebody praises you. So he takes both criticism and praise equally. That's a real Sita Prajna. Otherwise, just ignore it. You know this dog. So during lockdown, so I had a good fortune of coming here for seva, somehow. Even though many devotees didn't come, but I had good fortune. This dog knows me, still barks at me. But now I accept, so he's actually recognizing me. So now I changed. I don't really get fear of it. I think that it is recognized. Actually, dogs are very smart, by the way, especially in smell. They're very smart. So from smell perspective, they can smell. So, last 3 years, only hardly people are walking around here. He doesn't know that there was a COVID, correct? But look, two and a half years, only this person is going two, three times here. So, I consider that he's recognizing me. Let it bark. So, just somebody going through, hello, Hare Krishna. He says, bhav bhav. He's saying, Hare Krishna. Severe, correct? Hare Krishna, Vrijaradas. Correct? It is speaking his language. If it were a human, it would have said, Hare Krishna, Hari Bol. But it only speaks Bhav Bhav. So if somebody criticizes, don't worry. So just move on. So then that way, your life will become successful. Then I am sure someday they will also realize, and they will also be, just by your behavior, they will also become elevated. Okay? Hare Krishna. Thank you. So already time nearing 9. So with this we stop here. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guram Sakrajatam Sahagana Raghunathantam Tvam Sajivam Sakraitam